Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Today I'd like to share a story that goes back many years, and actually when I was still single. I had a very self-centered roommate. This was not just my opinion. Everyone who had a close relationship with this young man agreed. Actually, I did my best to make this relationship work, and yet the more I gave in to my roommate's whims and wishes, the more I tolerated his irritating behavior, the more he seemed to take advantage of me. Well, as we sat talking together one evening, his attitudes and actions just pushed me over the edge, and all the buried resentment and frustration I'd allowed to build up just came pouring out. I told him not only how I felt, but how everyone else felt, that people actually felt sorry for me because I was his roommate. Well, fortunately, God used this confrontation to get his attention. As I shared my frustration and deep feelings of hurt and anxiety, I literally wept. I certainly could have improved my method of communication that day, but God used it nevertheless. Somehow, my roommate saw beyond my frustration to my personal concern for him and his reputation as a Christian. He also knew in his heart that I had patiently put up with a lot of self-oriented behavior on his part. That evening, he didn't admit that he was wrong, but I saw him start to make changes. He began to become more sensitive. Eventually, my roommate moved on to another location, but my greatest reward came several years later. He wrote me a letter and acknowledged everything I had said that day was accurate. He wanted me to know that he had changed and was putting others first in his relationships.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.